This one is going out to a very, very special friend of mine who once got kissed twice by my bitch and then decided this camera needs to be flipped off because I have punk rock aesthetic. I got like tattoos and a drug problem and shit. But yo, I'm a cartoon wrestler like Sergeant Slaughter with one piece of advice. Go raise your daughter. I hope you got paid, maybe got laid, but in the end, you got played. It's all a charade. You should be afraid. Because if I decided to grab a pen and write, it wouldn't be a fair fight. Like, yo, I don't need to see your bare whiteness exposed like you're some piece of art. Hey, Maddie, release the fart. The world needs to smell. And yo, is this worth world, heaven or hell? Are you a witch or a spell or a bitch? I can't tell. I can't even do it well. I can take the L. I know the smoking section in between the cars. I've taken a piss twice as hard if you're a bitch. You really gotta have some good aim. I was Cynicalypse on mine. I put it online. Attack of Mac Rapalicious. I fucked up a lot in my life. I never got to see Blackalicious, but I did have a weird story at a gas station, and this ain't some fantastic creation of my imagination, because I'm not that creative. I just live this shit and transcribe it, so let me drive it. I see a guy standing there and a dude with a nug of weed, an actual nug of weed pinned to his hat. So enough of me, let me get to what I said. I started talking about Blackalicious and how it gave me instruction for the destruction of the rap format. Welcome like a doormat. And as I started talking about how much this music meant to me, the guy next to me started tearing up. He's a big chunky brother with glasses. I don't know if they're related, but I made someone get elated. Now, if you ever want to get filleted again, I'm sure your baby's mama's a nice lady. And I'm sure she did you well, because you got to be taking the piss with your freestyle rap shit. I mean, come on. I grew up on the bump and contraption. That's what's got me into rap, kid. If you want to start talking music, I'll bury you in esoteric juxtapose that makes you just suppose you even had a chance to get to the dance with the baddest bitch in the land who ran 2,000 miles away to stay away from the true narcotic she's been addicted to. What, you think she's addicted to Xanax or heroin? Oh yeah, no, stood a chance. Shit, you ever see that video I made off of my pocket recorder bringing this shit to order? You notice one thing? Look who did all of the talking and all the listening. I think I said, yep. I made one comment like, yo, God help any planet where that chick is God. Now think about it, it's a mirage. And I would say the visage of her is closer to God than it is me. But hey, it's all a cosmic lottery to get you to stop and flee. But hey, what can I say? I'm just going to cop a plea and catch a deal. And I promise I won't squeal. I hope I kept it real to real, because I know I'm getting taped for quality assurance purposes. And yo, you're like porpoises. You're like a dolphin. You're like trying to breathe even though you live underwater. But I said it to you earlier, kid, go raise your daughter. Because serious, I got to say this, because you don't want no smoke of this. If you smoke me, you'd be fucked up to the year 2033, trying to imagine the shit you got to get out of. Because look, if you want to say I'm crazy, again, go home and raise your baby. But listen, just maybe, another one of Maddie's mystic little rapping friends I had to fuck with, just maybe you could understand why I get pissed this world don't pay me for the shit I had to go through for my art. I have PTSD like I knows me some manch. We congratulate the Lions for winning their first game since Lincoln freed the slaves. And I bet your baby's mama was a total babe. And I hope that my girl pays well for the actors and the drivers and the lifers and the pipers. Oh boy, if you ever want to share addiction stories, mine ain't allegories, nor are they going out and eating salad stories. You want some beef, kid? I'll give you beef. Beef beef straight from the streets. But yo, we're coming up on 5 minutes. I can't let my mind diminish the fact that I ate the spinach. Now I'm Popeye Drop, guys, when I drive by. Cause I am alive and I try and I cry and I lie and I die and I'm spry for someone whose legs are falling to shit with a third ass cheek. I'm the party, just add beat like Hamburger Helper. Watch the stove and I'll feed the streets. I'll see defeat with a little spice of victory. I meant to say pinch. Merry Christmas from the motherfucking Grinch. Buy a sack for me back in the day. I might have got pinched because I was Poe. But then again, I was only 24. And you know what the number means if you know me? I'm free, so you can fucking blow me. And again, I'm going to promise you something. One day in my office or studio, there's going to be a framed middle finger on the wall. Whether it's your actual middle finger or a replica, I don't know or care. But I just want to let you know that Target rats aren't a poster. It's also on the shit I wear. Check the picture in this video. I've been the realest motherfucker screaming out, come get me, ho. And what does she do to show me she's trying to play a long game like the editor in the first series of Doctor Who? She says, who are you? At least you were real when she said she already loves me. But hey, you know what? I made the track. Madison ain't no dummy. But hey, again, I'm sorry. I understand. Look, lyrically, you probably love me. I can't say the feeling's mutual. I'm sure you're a decent guy. I just don't want to meet you. Because watching my bitch kiss you twice, then you flip off the cameraman when it's purported to be reality, that shit hurts. I know it's faker than you trying out for the Lakers. But peace out from Mr. Schaefer.